Now we go live to a congresswoman. 5th District Victoria Spartz is with us right now. I understand you're going to be in our midst, Congresswoman, in Muncie this coming Saturday, right?
Yes, good morning. Yes, it's always a pleasure. We're continuing our town hall. I think it's important for us to have a direct conversation with the people as legislators. So I look forward to meeting a lot of people and talking about any. There is no filter. We can talk about anything. You can ask any question, and everyone can come to the town hall.
And I know that you've been touring the six counties in the 5th District recently on your farm bill listening tour. Tell us what kinds of things you're hearing about and why you believe that kind of listening to our farmer friends is super critical.
Well, I think it is extremely important. You know, I'm a farmer myself, but, you know, I do soybeans and wheat, and there are some other farmers that have different concerns. So it's always important for us as legislators to hear from the ground, from the real people with real problems. And I truly believe we do not do enough of it in Washington, D.C. You know, there are a lot of lobbyists and a lot of special interest groups with all the agenda. And most of the time, they're not represented with the people. I always say there is no lobby for we the people in D.C. We are the only lobby, and we have to do our job. But to do our job well, we need to go on the ground and meet directly with the people. And that's why it's important. We're going to be reauthorizing our farm bill. I want to make sure to see what things we can do better, what things we're not doing, what things maybe we should consider doing. You know, and I think it's something that is, you know, and then communicate what is really happening so people know what's happening in Washington, D.C. And there are some legitimate concerns farmers raise, you know, with inflation, raising prices for fertilizer, with enormous monopoly powers in every industry, which is really created by government. Government create and control and subsidize monopolies. Farmers are really struggling. And this is a food security issue. We have a lot of infringement on private property rights, where our government is actually trying to take control of business and operation through very clever and deceitful ways. And I want to see how it's affected farmers. Farmers are very concerned, but it was important for me. And then I can share this message when we have debates and deliberations in committee.
Congresswoman, I see the farm bill has to be reauthorized every 5 years. That's just how it's set up. Any chance that it doesn't get reauthorized?
Well, I think it's going to be a big debate because, as you know, 80% of farm bill has nothing to do with farmers.
Oh.
There are a lot of entitlement programs, and a lot of these programs do need real reforms. And unfortunately, we don't have a serious conversation how we can help actually people to move up in this society, how we can make sure that we provide security not for a limited amount of people, but also help people to empower them. They do not need the security net. And this is a very tough conversation. But very likely this bill will need to be reauthorized. And if we cannot come to agreement, it's possible that we'll have continuous resolution and reauthorize what the old bill, you know. But I hope we can actually have some good, discussion and reauthorize something better, because there are some things that need to be better in that bill.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today, I'm Steve Lindell. My guest is Congresswoman Victoria Spartz. You were in Muncie on March 14th and didn't tell me? I'm shocked. You were at the farm.
Well,
you were at the farm fest, Congresswoman.
Well, I'll need to make sure that I'll just, you know, pop in, stop by, and, you know,
yeah.
I always like to do it, you know, as a former auditor. That's what I do when I go to our VAs. I just show up for them without telling them when I'm going to shop, so I can look at the operations. So I make sure that you behave yourself. So, you know, I'll start doing things like that.
I see you did visit one of our morning hosts in Anderson. Mitch Hank works for and around us, and I know that he had a wonderful discussion. I read the Twitter post here, and I quote, "To hear my no BS discussion with Mitch Hank about policies and politics." That was pretty straightforward, Congresswoman.
Well, I think we need to be straightforward, and we need to have a real and honest conversation with our people, because people have to be better informed. You know, politicians don't like that. You know, they like to tell a lot of BS talking points and just go on TV and say lies that they're really fighting there, because ultimately, people are not stupid. People are very smart, and they will hold politicians accountable. But, you know, politicians are very clever, and they like to spin things. So I think this is, gives an opportunity to actually tell the truth, because there are some problems we will have to resolve as a society. And to resolve as a society, to keep our republic strong, we need to have a better informed electorate. And I think that is my job to do it, and we shouldn't be afraid to do it. I know it's difficult, because there are some things that people are not going to like to hear, but I think we need to grow backbone and be able to tell the truth, because I think majority Americans understand that we have problems, and we have a lot of ingenuity, innovation, a lot of smart people on the ground. Most, the best parties, I can tell you, they're not sitting in D.C. So when we actually give power to people that have been in D.C. forever and barely come on the ground, they're disengaged. And then a lot of young people that run in the show where they're just college graduates that are also have no real life experiences, we actually ran, let's do very, very, you know, disengaged from the real world group of people run our country. That's why we have so many bad policies, and people need to understand and hear that, because we do have power as an individual to push on Washington, D.C., on establishment, on elites, on special interest group, and, you know, and actually put pressure on politicians to do the right thing.
Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, 5th District Representative, I am told that the president now has signed that legislation about the origins of COVID. You supported it. I believe it was bipartisan support from the House and the Senate passed it before it got to the president's desk. My question is, what happens next, and when and how will we or might we learn more about the origins of COVID?
Well, and it is a very serious conversation. China is not our friend. And I said, you know, I am an auditor and I'm a mathematician. It was very interesting for me to say the likelihood of that, you know, that virus to just happen to be on some market next door to some research happening, doing all with that virus in a communist country that was almost so remote that it's impossible. And just say there is no connection. So we need to have a serious conversation on that, because millions of people died. It really changed and destroyed economies and lives of a lot of people around the world. So we need to have discussion what's happened, why it's happened, and why. World Health Organization, that's supposed to be the one who sends the signal, who monitors them, did nothing, not just did nothing, tried to cover up what was happening in China. This is a very legitimate question needs to be asked, because it's a serious issue. And if we're going to look at mechanisms, how to deal with pandemics and how to deal with some dangerous viruses in the future, we have to understand what's happened. This is extremely important, and learn either from mistakes or from other things. So I think I'm glad to see now there is a bipartisan pressure for administration to start dealing it, because unfortunately they play in a lot of politics with people's life. And I'm glad at least sometimes Congress can start being an independent institution and start doing for with the people, because ultimately it doesn't matter who is in charge, Republican or Democrat, we're an independent branch with co-equal power, even more power. We're supposed to have even more power than executive branch, because our power is dispersed. We are representing the people. We didn't want to have dictators over there. And I think it's important for us to get together, at least on some issues. Unfortunately, it has not happened in very often, and it happens less and less often, and we weaken our branch so significantly, and it's really bad for the people.
This is Congresswoman Victoria Spartz at 8:50 in the morning. Do you have this much energy 24 hours a day, Congresswoman?
Well, we have to, you know.
Well, no, you don't. No, you don't. You choose to. You choose to. What I'm wondering is, have you changed your mind yet about running for re-election?
Listen, I, you know, when I, it's a great honor, it's a huge responsibility, and I, you know, I love our country, and I'll fight a lot of battles for the people. Sometimes you have to regroup, and I get so mad, you know, what's happening in the country, but I also need to decide, you know, what is the best, you know, battles we need to fight and how, at which point of time. And sometimes, you know, I get pushed and feel bad, you know, to always, you know, to pick some toughest one. You know, but I think it's important also to reassess and go back to with the people and really engage and see what is another way we can engage to help our republic. Because I'll be honest with you, our constitution is strong, our principles are strong, but our republic is under attack. We have a lot of serious problems, and unfortunately, that's not going to be fixed in Washington, D.C. I hate to say, but our politicians are very weak over there from both sides, and we need to think how we, the people, can have more transparency and put more pressure on politicians. So I have more time now for the next year and a half to pick up good and fight and win some good battles, you know, and I'm going to then reassess what is the best usage of my time and energy and take care of a few other things soon to make sure that my children are strong to fight a lot of battles they'll have to do in the future.
You've got to farm those soybeans and wheat, too. I mean, there's that and the children and all that, too. Your town hall at 11 a.m. in Muncie this coming Saturday, the 25th. I hope you have a large turnout. I know you very much enjoy interacting with your constituents. Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, and I'll make sure that next time I pop in and we'll have a no BS discussion.
All right, I'm going to hold you to that. Excellent. Thank you, Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, 5th District of Indiana. By the way, in early March, announced new district offices reflecting the 2020 redistricting. The West District office is in Noblesville. The East District office is in Muncie on High Street, 420 South High Street. The offices are open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. or by appointment. They also have 5 mobile office locations, and it says more to come. The website is spartz.house.gov, and you can click around in there to find out more. That'll do it for this morning's program. Every day from 8 to 9 a.m., it's called Delaware County Today on the Talk of Muncie. For what Muncie and Delaware County is talking about, if you have show ideas, questions, thoughts, concerns, please send those to us. Use the many ways of connecting with us, the Facebook, there's even a Twitter, and of course there's email and phone. And if you see us at the store, just stop and tell us what you're thinking. We will always try to use our voice to build your community on Wolf Boom Radio and the new WMUN.